Did I read this letter for you first, though, on the programme that came into us? And give us your views on this and what you think of it. Hi, Jerry. I hope you don't mind me writing to you. I'm a nurse of 20 years, having worked in both public and private hospitals in the county. I'm proud of being a nurse and love patients. Unfortunately, not all nurses love their job or are as good at caring for patients. This number is in the minority, but nevertheless, they do exist. The recent COVID pandemic has tested every employer and employee and those not working. I was delighted with the €1,000 that was offered to HSE workers. Who doesn't want extra money right now? But I can say there were some nurses in both sectors who never had contact with a COVID patient and refused to be on a ward with COVID patients. This sounds unreal, but it is true. As a nurse, I trained to be one because it's what I always wanted to do. I knew what I was signing up for, to look after and treat patients well and with respect and with dignity. We should not be paid extra for looking after COVID patients. This is our job. Like anyone else in different jobs, this is what you sign up for. Nurses also have the option of working hours and days that literally suits them. If I decide I want Wednesday, Thursday and Friday off next week, I can request these days off and never touch my holidays and make up my hours over the week. I can decide if I want to work 12, 24 or 36 hours a week, days or nights, brackets more pay, weekends, which is also more pay. No other job offers these conditions and still nurses are complaining and giving out. Like I said, a minority, but I'm fairly sick of listening to these few. If you don't like the heat, get out of the kitchen. These nurses with that attitude are turning off young student nurses and setting a bad example. Thank you. And that comes in from a senior registered nurse. With me on the line, I've got Jimmy Adams, who contacted us as well. Jimmy's a retired psychiatric nurse. Jimmy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning.
Not too badly. You're not happy with the sentiments being expressed in the letter, I suppose, Jimmy?
No, Jerry, be honest with you. I just heard the end of your text there. I'm quite disgusted with it, actually, because how would I say that, as I said, I was nursing 38 years in psychiatric nursing. My wife, Patricia, was in a general nurse for 43 years. I just thought it was a put-down on the nursing profession, myself, and if you just leave the COVID payment out of it.
Yeah.
I think that nurse should be standing up for all the nurses and for her colleagues. And, you know, I think it's down to the self-esteem of that person who sent in that email. I'm disgusted with it, Jerry.
Well, it's a letter that came in. Now, what it says is that, you know, talks about being a nurse and why this person loves being a nurse. I trained to be a nurse because it's what I always wanted to do. I knew what I was signing up for, to look after and treat patients well with dignity and respect. And also makes the point in the letter that, like any job, and this is what they say, like any job, there are some who do not love their job or are good at caring for patients. This number is in the minority, but nevertheless, they do exist. And what the letter says then is that during the COVID pandemic, there were some who never had contact with a COVID patient, who refused to be on a ward with a COVID patient. This sounds unreal, but it's true. Is it not just pointing out, I suppose, the reality of the situation? And Jimmy, it is a minority she's talking about here.
Well, that's true too, Jerry, but I suppose in every job, let's take that out of it, there is a minority. In every profession, you're going to meet people you work with who are not, how would I say, suitable for their job, no matter if you worked in the bank or you worked in the civil service, or you were down in Radio Kerry, there's always somebody that you mightn't get on with whom you might feel are not suitable for the job. As regarding, like, look, the nurses worked through the COVID. To be honest with you, they deserve every payment, the payment during the COVID payment, because they were there 24/7. A lot of nurses, if you remember, died during COVID.
Yeah.
Care professionals passed away. There was a lot of nurses there, say they had went into work on night duty or on day duty, and had to leave their loved ones with their grandparents or with next of kin to look after their kids. Okay. anyone in the nursing profession should be honoured and praised for what they did during the COVID.
So, Jimmy, you disagree with the, yeah. the tenant that, look, you know, the payment you kind of shouldn't be paid, even though the nursing letter said, look, I'm delighted with it. Who doesn't want more money now at the moment? But that this is what we signed up for, to be nurses, no matter what comes in the door, global pandemic or otherwise, you're a nurse, that's your job. I agree with that,
but I think, Jerry, I'm talking about the self-esteem. And they're entitled to the payment because nurses are not paid enough, right? Before I go, just to say, there was seven of us in the family, six went nursing. As my wife went nursing, my sister-in-law's nursing. I have a daughter who's over in Edinburgh at this moment in time, qualifying. She's in her third year in general nursing, right? Yeah. They work 24/7. They work on Paddy's Day. They work Christmas night. They work Easter holidays. They're always there at the beck and call.
The nature of it is shift work. Is shift work the nature of it? Because you're there. You know, people don't stop being sick at 7 o'clock in the evening. They're sick at 6 o'clock in the morning. So someone needs to be there.
At this moment in time, as we're speaking on this phone, as I'm looking out the window, there's somebody in intensive care somewhere dying.
Yeah.
And there's a nurse at that bedside, or there's a multidisciplinary team, there's doctors, they're all there 24/7 dealing with that person, and they're giving them the best care possible. But I just feel, I'll just finish it here, sure. I just think, the nursing profession is going, it's hard enough in this country, we're having enough problems at the moment to get staff, the HSE, they're leaving this country, they're going abroad, they're getting better pay, better quality of life. I'm not saying quality of life, we have a great quality of life.
Conditions, better conditions in the job is what the issue is.
But the nursing profession doesn't need people knocking them like that, okay? That's all I say. And I leave it at that.
Fair enough. Jimmy, thanks for your comments. Thanks for your views on it as always. And for getting in touch with us, your perspective, of course, from your years of nursing. That's Jimmy Adams there in Tralee. If you have a view on that, get in touch. What way do you go on that letter? We want to hear from you.